I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic. I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hi, and welcome to Her Addiction Podcast. My name is Tanya, and I'm a graduate of Mary Song. I'd like to share a little bit on having a heavenly perspective today. I'm going to pray first. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this day, Father. This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you that your steadfast love endures forever and that your mercies are new every single morning. You are faithful, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord, for freedom. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for redemption, Lord God. I thank you for each and every individual who is listening to this podcast, Lord. And I just pray that you touch them in a supernatural way, Lord God. I pray that they receive all that you have for them, Lord God. And that you just bring salvation, healing, freedom, and redemption in their lives, Father, for your glory, in Jesus' name. So I'm going to read a scripture that's from Acts 7, 55, and 55 through 56. But Stephen, overtaken with great faith, was full of the Holy Spirit. He fixed his gaze into the heavenly realm and saw the glory of God. And Jesus, who stood up at the right hand of God. Look, Stephen said, I can see the heavens opening and the Son of Man at the right hand of God to welcome me home. Stephen was not at all distracted by those who surrounded him, as they became enraged and began to throw stones. Stephen's gaze was fixed upon the glories in heaven, and he saw the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father, ready to welcome him home. He was full of the Holy Spirit and the love of God. It's astounding to me how Stephen was able to feel compassion in his heart for those who were out for his blood. But Stephen had a perspective that was not of this earthly realm. Stephen had a heavenly perspective. We are told in God's word to love those who use and abuse us. To love our enemies as we love ourselves and for good reason. We were all enemies before coming to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross for every one of us, and we were among those in the crowd who mocked, beat, ridiculed, and spit upon the one who loves without measure. He prayed for his abusers, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Stephen also prayed for those who were stoning him. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And look who was there in the crowd, Saul of Tarsus, who would later become Paul. You know, you just never know who may be on the other side of your love-filled actions and obedience. So every day, as a believer, I strive to be heavenly-minded, to set my gaze and affections upon Christ, to be full but always hungry, to gain a heavenly perspective and choose love no matter what I face. The persecuted church faces these situations daily. And I believe and think that they are in the best possible place that they can be. Barnes notes on the Bible states this, Stephen looked up steadfastly, fixing his eyes intently on heaven, foreseeing his danger and the effect that his speech produced. Seeing that there was no safety in the great council of the nation and no prospect of justice at their hands, he cast his eyes to heaven and he sought protection there. When dangers threaten us, our hope and safety lies in heaven. When people threaten our persons, reputations, our lives, it becomes us to fix our eyes on the heavenly world, and we shall not look in vain. And also, I'd like to share a blog from Pastor Frank Bailey, which is called Too Heavenly Minded. 1 John 3:2-3 says, Beloved, Now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself just as he is pure. There was an old wives' tale that my mom threw at me when I started to read my Bible that ultimately led to my conversion. She said, if you keep reading that Bible so much, you may end up in the mental institution. That's really an exaggeration of what many people think today. I am sure that you heard the old age adage, don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Actually, that is exactly the opposite of the truth. Paul told us to set our affection on heavenly things, on Christ. It is the mind turned towards the Lord that actually begins to live a better life here on earth. Here is how Owen Strachan describes exactly that. Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. But this statement is almost totally without merit. There is no greater catalyst for personal change than the hope of glory. You want to improve your eating habits? You wish to think about yourself less and talk about yourself less? You want to start making better decisions? In sum, do you want to be of some earthly good? Well, how can this all happen? The answer is obvious. Think much on Christ. Think of him perfectly obeying the Father in his incarnation. Think of him dying and rising from the tomb. Think of him ascending the heavens. Think of him enthroned in majesty on high. Think of him splitting the skies in his apocalyptic return. Think of him worshiping with every believer from every age in the new heavens and the new earth. The truth is, whatever you're struggling with today will be sorted out when you turn your eyes upon Jesus. The alcoholic loses his or her taste for booze. The immoral person has a heart change towards purity. The ambitious man takes on a kingdom mentality. And the lazy person begins to have a passion to their new purpose in life. So actually, the more heavenly minded you become, the more earthly good you are. Maybe you are looking for some examples. Names like Paul, John, Jesus, Jonathan Edwards, and Augustine come to mind. These were heavenly minded men who changed the world. Thank you.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I'm a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.